1071 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. It is almost that time. Well, it kicks off tonight. We are talking about Stratford summer music. The season is almost upon us. And joining us in studio is Kendra Fry with all of the details. Kendra, it's wonderful to see you.
Yeah, the day is here. After 11 months of prep, tonight is the night.
So it's opening gala tonight. This is a very special get together this evening.
Yeah, oh my goodness. We've had musicians arriving from all over Canada the last 2 days. So we've got DeAnth Edmonds and Yolanda Bruno and Subha Shankar and Laurie Gemmell, and Tom Allen is going to be hosting, and there's a few special surprises coming up tonight too, so we hope you can join us tonight at 7:30.
Now, are there tickets available, or is this...
There's a few tickets left for opening night, yes, but then Michael Casehammer the next day at Revival House is sold out. There are 10 tickets left for Tom Allen on July 22nd at 7:30. Don't hold me to that, but there were 10 tickets half an hour ago when I looked. And then there's some availability. The July 23rd, the last paid performance this week, is Otto Rickshaw and the Penderecki String Quartet.
Okay, let's talk about that get-together, another special get-together.
Yeah, so that one's an East meets West fusion. So Otto Rickshaw is extraordinarily well-known in southwestern Ontario, but in Toronto in particular, for a sort of Eastern fusion music that brings together the best of East and West. And so they're going to play with the Penderecki String Quartet just to further enhance that theme. So I think it's going to be actually really fun.
And that's the beauty of Stratford summer music, especially with these presentations, the way that, you know, cultures are coming together, East meets West, that sort of thing. That's the beauty of it.
Yeah, absolutely. And then, of course, we've got the Barges up this week as well. So this week on the Barge, we've got Mark McIntosh and Earl Filsinger, and we've got Clark Schofel, and we've got Tyler Back, and we've got Andrew Craig, a special last minute adding guest, and all that is being supported this year by 7 and 9 and Chartwell. So we really want to thank them for their support.
Very nice.
And takes a village.
We were just chatting before coming on air with the water
river
with all the rain, so everything's good with the Barge. It's all
oh my
good.
Goodness, everybody was watching as we slid the barge underneath the bridge there. The water's very high, people, be careful.
You go. Anything else that, Kendra, you want to spotlight? You know, we're just getting things rolling with Stratford summer music. One thing we haven't had a chance to chat about, I've certainly enjoyed my conversation with Mark Feuer, all the variety of venues available for Stratford summer music.
Yeah, well, that's the wonderful thing about Stratford, right, is that there's all these beautiful places where you can take in works of art and where you can connect with community and also go to your local businesses. So, you know, we're at the Avondale, we're at Perth Museum, we're down on Veterans Drive, we're at Factory 163 and Revival House, of course. So lots of different places to check out, and all those groups are great partners, and we're so lucky to have the community that we have, right?
Okay, StratfordSummerMusic.ca is the website. The season kicks off today and runs through till August 13th, where all roads lead to music, and that's what it's all about. So again, opening night tonight, 7:30, still some tickets available.
Still some tickets available. You can come to the door, too. That's at the Avondale, so it's a bigger venue, so there's a bit of room left there, so... Happy opening to us.
Absolutely. Happy opening to Stratford summer music. We're so looking forward to this season. It's going to be great. Kendra Fry. Kendra will be checking in weekly with updates and more.
Absolutely. We'll be back every week and we'll let you know what's happening.